Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Special. My first time being down at the facility, and I probably should do better finding out that these games are, these fields are packed on Sundays during football season, just intrigues me in full. DP Bach at the Adam Carriker Chronicles football camp, and shout out to Tank Perry and Jim Sandman, Lincoln Youth Football. It all the things that they do. The parents have stayed and stayed connected to the event. 260 kids out here, boys and girls out here running around, getting taught and mentored by some of Nebraska's finest. You can be a part of what we're doing, 402-464-5685. The Sartor Hayman text line. You want to be a part of it, got something to say, hit me with a what's up, and we'll get you into the show. You can follow on the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. We ask now that you download the Ticket app if you don't have it. So we can be where you are, go where you're going as well. Bach, give them the details on this spectacular event.
Well, it's a beautiful day for it out here. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better day. Now, we're under the shade a little bit, so but there's a nice wind as they're playing out there, and it's great to see, especially these young folks, get out there. You see them making touchdown catches, interceptions, and in their mind, you know, they're thinking maybe right now they're playing out there in front of Memorial Stadium or something like that. So it is absolutely awesome. They are at the 7-on-7 portion. That's why it's getting kind of competitive here. 8 games going at once. The games are 15 to 20 minutes long and being coached by some of the best. We see Mon Green here walking by. Eric Crouch is out here. Zach Wiegert's out here. Of course, Adam Carriker, Corey McEwen, Ron Kellogg III, Kenny Wilhite, and some other names as well. So it is just a beautiful day for a beautiful event in football camps that need to happen. I've kind of been telling people, I don't know, and maybe I'm just kind of out of the loop growing up. I didn't play too much football in any case, but I didn't see too many of these camps growing up. So to see this opportunity with this type of star power is really incredible.
There was a moment captured on Field C. And it's running backs and whatnot. And to imagine that there are young people today in Lincoln who are going to go home and the parents captured moments of their young people taking handoffs and being mentored by one of Nebraska's finest. He joins us now. I captured one of the pictures of Amon Green handing to a young person and watching the young man behind him smile at the idea that I get to take this handoff from Amon Green.
Yeah.
AG, what a day this is. What a special kind of event.
Yeah, man. This is stuff like this is what is the whole reason why I coach, the whole reason why I played at one point when I was a kid. Because I know as a kid, I was already thinking forward. Like, I can't wait to be a coach because I want to coach a team and, you know, lead players onto the field and teach them how to win, but also teach them how to lose, teach them the fundamentals. And so, because I remember, you know, from my dad, my stepdad, my brothers, family members, teachers, coaches that did that for me and how, like, impactful that was. You know, if you believe it or not, I wasn't a very confident kid. I really wasn't. But when I got on the football field or the baseball diamond or the basketball court, it was a whole nother Amon. And I had teachers tell my mom and dad, like, they'll come to my games. They're like, that's not the Amon I see in my classroom. Or that's not the Amon I see at school. He's quiet. He doesn't say nothing. But they said it's just something that brings out, you know, I say the real me at that time. So I get to see that in young kid people's here at this camp today, young girls, young boys, coming out in a good time. You know, the weather's great. It's a little hot, but, you know, that's where I tell them, hey, go grab some water. If you feel a little tired, it's okay. You can bow out. This is not the NFL combine or NBA combine right now. We're not trying to, you know, swing for the fences in a baseball MLB camp. No. We're just learning the fundamentals, having fun, because that's why I got into football. You know, I got into football because I was having fun doing it. I got into baseball because I have fun doing it. You know, once I learned how to hit a curveball, I was like, oh, my God, it's game over. You know,
look, listen, the difference, I can tell you, it's in those moments, right?
Yeah.
That coaches whisper, they find the right words to say to the young people. And it could be a different set of words for each young person.
Yeah.
But your ability to connect them and to get them eyes in. And as a coach and a player, I walk around and I wanted to see who was connecting to the young people. You're not just going through the teaching
going
coach,
through the motions, right.
But you're connecting. And the way you spoke to young people, we always say that you coach the way you wanted to be coached.
100%.
Amon, tell me what that philosophy is for you.
For me, like I said, you already said it, where I got to get kind of break down that barrier of this is not just, you know, me yelling at you or me talking loud to you. I'm actually trying to get to know you. So I'm like, hey, what's your name? I don't get the player's name, then I can't really connect with them, you know. And then I'll get that player in two or three different drills. You know, we had between Oliver and a Logan today, and Aiden, Max, and a whole new name to me, Caliber. That's a dope name.
Right, right.
A kid named Caliber, right, that's a right. Football name right there.
Right, right.
He's a little guy right now, so hopefully he could keep the spirit in football going and as he grows up, and that would be one hell of a football name. I'll recognize that name if you pop up on any high school roster here in Lincoln, Nebraska, Caliber, when I heard that name. But that's the first connection, because now they'd be like, oh, man, this guy knows my name. You know, I know him because my mom just told me that he won a national title as a freshman back in 1995. That's the only thing they have a connection. But now he knows my name, you know, and he gave me the ball, or he tossed me the ball, or he corrected me, you know. And, you know, when I'm correcting too, because one, I just met him, so I can't dig into him like a coach that, you know, a player you could dig in. I can't do that right now. I'm just superficially getting them fundamentally ready, so when they do have that team experience, they with a coach that known them, you know, get them ready for the regular season, because now that coach can now dig in on them. And then that first layer, there won't be no defense. Like, oh, man, he's picking on me. Oh, man, I want to get in the back line. I don't want to be seen by none of my – you know, I feel embarrassed, because kids go through those emotions when you say, oh, you're wrong. You put the wrong arm up, you know. And it's like, no, I'm not you're not the bad person. No, you just – I wanted the other arm to go up, not the right arm, but the left arm. And they're like, oh, I'm like – once you get on that, able to communicate that way, then they kind of like, all right, he's – correcting me to help me play this game right and fundamentally have the tools and the mechanics, because I'm over there teaching running a quarterback pulling out of the center and how to hand it off, even though I wasn't a quarterback, but I was around guys like Tommy and Brooke and Coach Gill. And so me standing in the back of the line, even though I'm in the running back line, I'm watching how TG Turner Gill is coaching up Tommy and Brooke on how to come out of center and which way you turn to hand the ball off to get out of the running back's way if it's a handoff, outside handoff, or inside handoff. So I have to now use those same tools that Turner Gill, Coach Solich used when we were in football camps, or we were in training camp here at Two-A-Days years ago. But at the football camp coming down here too, for me, it's just like I said, just full circle. And I'm super excited to be here, any camp here in Nebraska, because I know these kids, I was once these kids. You know, even though I didn't grow up here, I grew up most of my time as a kid in Los Angeles, California. But, you know, my family's been here. So when I see these kids, I see me, you know, at the Boys and Girls Club on the north side of Omaha. When I came back from Los Angeles in 91, where my brother, Nicky, coached me as a running backs coach, and we won a championship. But those practices, those long nights, those long days, making sure I passed the test so I don't have to stay at school longer at North my freshman year to take a test. No, I had to get the football practice, so I had my grades right. So just making sure you do those. Us as coaches, we show the kids basically the stuff they need to do, not only on the football field, but also, I say, in life. You know, that's some of the big learning lessons out here.
It's impressive as well to have an event like this. Again, it's a warm day, but the parents have found the shade and they connected. They've planted and they're watching. They're participating. Yeah. They're cheering. Even drills, they're cheering drills. How important is it for a young athlete to have the parent support positively at an event like this?
It's a multiplier. When you have a mom and dad that are tuned in to the point of, I want my child to be active. You know, that's one reason why you sign your kid up for a cap, you know, camp like this. I want them to be active. It's summer. I want them to enjoy the good weather, because we know we're in Nebraska. We only have, so we're counting the days to when late September, early October get here. Then we know we got to change our wardrobe, right? So we know that the days are counted here in Nebraska and all the upper Midwest states that we're not going to have this weather. We got to take advantage. So that's step. That's one. But then, when you hear your mom cheering you on, or you hear your dad or your siblings that are part of it, you know, we got 7-on-7 now. When you hear that stuff, that just gives you more confidence to be an athlete as a young person. You know, times has changed. I could say this now. My stuff, my mom and dad, my brothers used to say, times has changed to where kids today sometimes don't have that confidence build up. Because like I mentioned earlier, when you say, oh, you're wrong, they might just shut down on you. And it's like, no, I'm not telling you that you're a bad person. I'm just saying, this was the mechanic. You didn't do it. This is how you do it. And to take a moment to slow it down to them, to tell them, like, no, I was just telling you no, and what you did wrong, just as a, it's a mechanic. This is how we hand the ball off. This is how we take the ball. We have one arm, the left arm up, if we're going to the left side. Right arm, you know, it's letting them know that, no, you're not a bad person. We're just correcting it so you can understand the fundamentals and know how to play this game, you know, play football. And that's why, and a question I asked all every group, I started asking group because it popped in my head, like when I became a baseball player and I started playing basketball, and a football coach I had for Culver City Lancers, Coach Bailey. He was actually a track coach at USC, but in his spare time, he coached his son's little league team, and I was on that team, and he looked like Hulk Hogan. Okay, so you got big white guy, blonde hair, blue eyes, glasses, and I mean when I say he's probably bigger than Hulk Hogan to me, it was anyway. But when I remember one day he said he had the football in his hand, made it look little, and he said, "What are we gonna do with this oval shaped ball? We're gonna do FUN. We're gonna have fun." And so when he said that, it's like, okay, let's have fun. And then when it's time to get serious, we know when that time is as players. And so we knew we was gonna have fun also, but learn, get better. We're gonna lose, we're gonna win. We're going to, you know, in a drill, we might lose in a drill, but we just learned something, you know. So all that is what a kid can experience, a family can experience coming to a camp like this, because they'll overhear us talking to the kids. And, you know, the mom and dad will hear that. And they hopefully I'll say a mom and dad listening, they could use that advice and just recycle it. Remember what Coach Green said? Remember what Coach Carricker said? Remember what Coach Raymond said? At the camp, they could recycle that stuff and use it as to help coach later on when they get home, you know. And then obviously watching games with their kids, explaining things fundamentally. Hey, mom, that was at that position. I was playing quarterback in the camp. You know, I did center one time at the camp. So then they start relating things to what they're doing when they're signing up for football and baseball and basketball.
One of the greatest to ever do it. I'm on Green, Jake Bachhoven, DP. We're here at the Adam Carricker Chronicles camp. AG, it's the thing that's been said, that coaching is telling the young people what they need to know rather than what they want to hear. Mm.
Yes.
And there's a line that has to be drawn.
Yep.
For you and your greatnesses, You literally could, I'm pretty sure you could rattle off a list of coaches who told you what you needed to know.
Exactly. And I would rather that. Like, I got to an age where, and it was when I got to Central. I was at that age in my 11th grade year where I was like, I'd rather tell me what I, even though it's not the stuff I want to hear, I'd rather hear that before you sugarcoat. I know when you sugarcoat something because you don't want me to, you know, not like you or not want to do this. I say, I'd rather tell me exactly what I need to do. I don't care how hard it is. Tell me exactly what I need to do because then I'll do it. You know, you explain it, you know, well, you're beating around the bush. I can sense that as a player and as an athlete. Don't give me that.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to make me the best at what I do. Give me exactly what I need to know. If I can't take it, I'll work on it to get there. And I say that's where a lot of young people, it's a learning lesson, you know, and it's a tough learning lesson because sometimes you may not have that ability, but if you work at it, you can have it, you know, for yourself, but it's going to take time, basically.
It's the weeding system. We're going to do the right thing because there are 260 young people that want to take pictures and get autographs from you. So, kind sir, we are going to let you get up from the table. Thank you for who you are all the time.
You're welcome.
Appreciate all the time, AG.
Appreciate you, Bob.
Yeah, bro.
Nick over there.
Yeah, man. It is, and again, in the space, and Bach, for me, I'm resisting every natural urge, coaching urge in me, to run around and participate and add to.
Yeah.
And that's the phrase that at camps like these, every action, every thought should be to add to the young person, never to take from, never to devalue, never to diminish, but to add to. And when I walked around on purpose to see how the Husker greats were interacting. And then that's when you noticed that, one, they were connected, but two, that the parents were connected and paying attention, that the young people were appreciative, because that's not always the case at camps like these. Sometimes it becomes a glorified daycare. That's not what this was today. This was adding to. And Lincoln Athletics, Lincoln Football got better today, this morning. Lincoln Youth Football will be better after today. And I was talking to Adam about some of the mission and thought behind it. And the idea is to kind of build a bridge between Lincoln and Omaha, the greater metro, and to say there's a way for Lincoln youth football to be on par with Omaha. And it has to happen. There's a way for it to happen. Camps like this is how it's going to happen. Parents seeing that great Husker greats care.
Yeah.
That they care enough to show up today, and the showing up factor matters for the young people, because some of the friends of these young people who are here today are sitting at home on the couch. Some of them haven't done anything productive today. They haven't learned anything today. They haven't dreamed at all today. But everybody, all 260 of the young people who showed up and got off the couch got better. And that's what these camps are for. That's why it's impressive to have people. Amon Green came from Houston, Texas, to be a part of this. Every coach that's here had something else that they could be doing today, and instead, they chose to show for the youth of Lincoln. And you have to say it out loud, because people miss the fact that, you know what? These Husker greats didn't have to show up, and they did. These parents didn't have to show up, and they did. These parents care enough to go online, find the camp, enroll their kids, deliver them here. And for all of this 260, the parents are still here. They cared enough to get them here and then to participate in it. And if you're listening, I'm saying it this way because as a coach, I'm telling you the value of it. Don't miss the fact that showing up matters. Having parents that show up, having parents that care, having Husker greats who get off their tails and come and drop whatever great thing they're doing. And every great Husker great had something to do today, Eric Crouch. And we appreciate the fact that the Husker program has built a community of people who show up for the next group. And they lead them. They don't just show up and say, I've done my time. No, they show up. And the correct phrase is, they loved on these young people today. And so for the 260 that showed up, again, they've got friends and family that are not here today. They are on the couch chilling. They're in air condition. They didn't get any work. They got snacks right now. They're watching TV. They're on their video game. They're doing something else, getting on mom and dad's nerve, probably spending grandma and grandpa's money. But 260 young people in Lincoln, Nebraska, and their parents and Husker greats showed up here at this camp and got better. The community's better. Lincoln youth football's better today, Bach. It'll be better tomorrow because guess what? These coaches got better hanging out with Amon, with Crouch, with Carricker. They got better. Listen, if you're an offensive lineman in youth football in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Zach Wicker put his hands on you, listen, you have a different vision of what being a Husker is. When you walk up on Zach Wiegert, and Wiegert offers that big, huge, oversized man paw to a little person and shakes the hand and says, you're next. It is powerful. And if you can't tell how much I love this, I love being here. We're not paid to be here today. We do this because Carricker is family. Amon Green is family. Crouch is family. Wiegert, they're family. Kenny Wilhot, they're family. And they love this community. And Tank Perry, Jim Sandman, for what they've built for these young people. Adam Carricker for giving his time. The thoughtful consideration in advance to say, of all the things Adam Carricker has going on, he wants to add to Lincoln. He didn't even live here 2 years ago. He was in Colorado. Carricker moved back here on Lincoln, and it showed up in full. I'm honored. I'm flattered. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled because this is Lincoln, Nebraska. Forget about all the other stuff. The parents, young people, and Husker greats, this is Lincoln, Nebraska, Bach. You're seeing it in full. I'm loving every bit of this.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I mean, because like you said, I mean, this is core football moment type stuff for every one of these 260 kids here today. I mean, stuff they're not going to remember or not forget anytime soon. And then you got to think of the 260 that came today. Carricker wants to make this an annual thing. I think there might be a high retention rate, and I think there might even be more people next year once word of this gets out. Because, again, like you said, just the absolute legends that are here in the Husker community helping teach the youth is incredible. I mean, this is one of the coolest things I've done as a Husker fan, and I'm not even participating in the camp for those kids in such a dynamic time for them to get involved with football. I know there are a handful of girls out here even, you know, running some routes and getting in there with it on the drills and everything. So this is special, a special thing to be a part of. Like I said, you know, growing up, I didn't see so much of this with just the star power as far as football camps there is here today. And then, like you said, the beautiful facility out here with enough space, really well organized. Can't say enough good things about this event today.
It is going to be, and again, plan for next year. So if your young people aren't here today, plan for next year. Put it on your calendar, go on your phone, go on your device, and make sure that you find this event next year. If you've got a young athlete, you don't have to be a football player. If you've got a young athlete in this area, this event for you next year is a must attend, right? I don't know what they charge for it. It ain't enough, but I'm glad they're having it and whatever it is. And again, full shout out to the Husker greats who showed up, to the youth football coaches who showed up, because there's a full staff here. This thing is a well-oiled machine. It is coordinated. They're getting value from it. And right now, they're getting pictures and signatures and autographs that they are going to carry with them. And if they're like us, Bach, they will get signatures today that they'll share with their kids one day.
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of these people are Husker fans now, a lot of these kids. But again, that's just what I love about this. It's not just core for like learning football, but also maybe core for like, okay, now I feel like a Husker. I know some Huskers. I know some legends. So, or at least I've been coached up by them. It's just very cool. And I'm always, you know, for anybody, any dynamic moment in a kid's childhood, you know, if you could see that, if you can make that happen any different day, what's more special than that? And again, they're doing it on a wide scale deal right here. So it's just special moments going on that again will not be forgotten. And it's important that you brought it up too, because I don't know the exact price either, but Carricker's been talking about it, and it's a very affordable price. So I mean, this is a lot of fun, and I think a lot of people are going to come back out to this event. It's just a major success, and I know I thought about it when you came in. I think, you know, DP's been a part of a few football camps before. He's going to be feeling the juice.
Yeah, it's a full on hype event. July 9th, so 135 a young person just for this thing. Now, the phrase is, don't meet your heroes. No. Let me add to meet your heroes, because that's how you become one. I can't say it enough. Having access to greatness is how greatness is acquired. There's no other ingredient to it. The love that the parents are doing by showing up, bringing their kids here, and then the love that they're getting from people greater than, larger than life human beings are loving on them, and they're better for it. We'll throw the break. More one-on-one. Bach is here. DP's here. Nick Sandich here. We're here at the Adam Carricker Chronicles camp. We'll be back. Take you all the way up to 1 o'clock before the Hall of Famer and Bach take you through to 3 o'clock.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.